Harper Business and Harper Audio present The Digital Silk Road, China's Quest to Wire the World and Win the Future, by Jonathan E. Hillman. Read by James Foey. The Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, is a bipartisan, nonprofit policy research organization dedicated to advancing practical ideas to address the world's greatest challenges. CSIS does not take specific policy positions. Accordingly, all views expressed herein should be understood to be solely those of the authors. For Liz. Introduction. This book was born at 195 Broadway, a 29-story building wrapped with Roman columns in New York City's bustling financial district. Long before my U.S. publisher, HarperCollins, moved in, it was the headquarters of American Telephone and Telegraph, better known as AT&T, and the site of several historic transmissions. The first sustained transatlantic radio communication in 1923, the first transatlantic phone call in 1927, and the first two-way video phone call in 1930. During the Cold War, AT&T adopted the slogan, "Communications is the foundation of democracy." And for most of the 20th century, 195 Broadway stood at the center of an expanding communications empire. As this century unfolds, communications are racing faster, reaching further, carrying more, and increasingly coming from China. In 2017, Chinese engineers used a special satellite to hold the first intercontinental, quantum-encrypted video conference, a major step toward constructing an unhackable network. In 2018, Huawei and Vodafone demonstrated one of the first 5G wireless calls. The same year, Hengtong Group celebrated foreign sales of 10,000 kilometers of subsea fiber optic cable, the systems that carry the vast majority of international data. Communications, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is proving, does not have a political preference. It is a powerful tool for liberation or repression, depending on who controls it. Just 3 decades ago, China was completely dependent on foreign companies for all these capabilities. Huawei was a middling reseller. China's most advanced communication satellites were made in the United States. The world's subsea fiber optic cable providers were exclusively from the United States, Europe, and Japan. Lacking these systems, let alone the ability to produce them, China's first connection to the global internet came through a Sprint satellite network in 1994. Since then, China has leapt from customer to supplier, from copycat to innovator, from network offshoot to operator. China's rapid rise is overshadowed only by its global ambitions for the next 3 decades. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called for his country to dominate advanced technology manufacturing by 2025. To lead standard setting by 2035, and to become a global superpower by 2050. Xi is mobilizing companies to pour resources into developing digital infrastructure at home and sell more of their products overseas through his Belt and Road Initiative. The Digital Silk Road, part of that initiative and the focus of this book, connects China's bid for technological independence at home and its quest to dominate tomorrow's markets. History cautions that much more than sales figures are at stake. AT&T applied its expertise to help develop nuclear weapons, a missile warning system, and a secret communications network for Air Force One, among other national security projects. The blessing of the state, implicit or explicit, has been crucial to every 20th century information empire, observes Tim Wu.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?